The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
During the days of unleavened bread, we're told to watch what we eat. We're told to not eat foods with leavening and yeast and baking soda and baking powder, ingredients that puff up and makes food to rise up. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, God is talking to Adam. He said, verse 17, "Then to Adam he said, 'Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Curses is the ground for your sake, and toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life.'" You see, sometimes in the Bible, it is written, and we are told, you shall not eat certain foods at certain times. Days of unleavened bread, we're not to eat food with leavening, like breads and cookies and such. Book of Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14 talks about certain meats that are unclean that we are commanded by God not to eat. Do I watch what I eat spiritually? Deuteronomy 16, verse 1, it says, "Observe the month of Abib, and to keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God." This must be a very important month to God, because he says to observe the whole month of Abib. Must be a very important month to God. It's the first month of the year with our great God. Verse 2 in chapter 16 of Deuteronomy says, "Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord the God." This is done every year on the evening of the 14th of the month of Abib. See, Passover is less than 2 weeks away. Do I watch what I eat spiritually in life? Verse 3, "Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith." Jesus Christ is our unleavened bread. We are to be seeking and eating his life spiritually to become like Christ. In John chapter 4, verse 32, Jesus had spiritual food to eat. "I have meat to eat that you know not of." See, in verse 33, his disciples were scratching their heads. Who brought Christ something to eat? Because they haven't seen Christ eat anything. Verse 34, it says, "Jesus said, 'My meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.'" This is also our duty, to do God's will in our life and to finish his work here on earth. When we allow God to cleanse us spiritually, when we let go of the wheel, we allow God to cleanse us. See, when we let go of the wheel, our wheel in life, we let Jesus Christ feed us, guide us, lead us in all things, powerfully in our life now, spiritually. Are we on the same page with God? Are we off course? See, now is the time, the first day of the year. This is the second day of the year. We have time to get back on course with God. Talking in John 6, verse 25 through 27, it says, "And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, 'Rabbi, when did you come here?' In verse 26, Jesus answered them and said, 'Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, no, but because you ate of the loaves and you were filled.'" Jesus said in verse 27, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life." See, we're supposed to be looking at the food that endures forever, which the Son of the Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him, Jesus Christ. We are to seek and to eat food which endures forever in Christ Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28 through 30, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." Are we sleepwalking through life? Do we need to wake up this year? Maybe some people think that they can never be forgiven for the sins they've committed. This is a new year to God. With Jesus Christ's shed blood, we can be forgiven. Are we stepping on Jesus Christ's shed blood? Are we stepping on his body in our life? Do we resemble Jesus Christ in our life? Are we walking worthy before Jesus Christ during, before, during, and after Passover? Do we watch what we eat? We just read it in 1 Corinthians 11:30. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. Many are asleep, wanting to be filled physically, a full belly, lazy. Jesus wants us to eat and drink him, his blood and his body, to enrich us spiritually, having that connection with God and him, with his Father in heaven. Jesus wants to seek him and to be filled with more of his spirit, more of God's holiness, to become holy, to live holy now. See, when we examine our lives, get out of all the leavening of our past life, in our minds, in our thoughts, in our hearts, in our actions, see, in prayer, we can take new action to change willingly with Jesus Christ helping us, bearing fruit from above to us, that spiritual food. See, life without new meaning has no hope. Life without new hope has no faith. We are to be firmly interwoven with Jesus Christ, a new life in Christ, being renewed day by day as our spiritual bread for life, for our life. When we seek God with all of our hearts and souls and minds, we give God the glory. We give God the glory. We find our true purpose in life with him. When we examine ourselves, our lives, to see where we fall short of God's glory, we have an opportunity to beseech God, to cry out to God. We give God our best, don't we? Do we give God our best efforts in life? Especially this month of Abib for the Passover. Do we give God our best prayers, our attitudes? Do we give God our hearts? Do we seek God so that he can work with us and change us and guide us to become what he wants as our chosen vessels? When we eat of his unleavened bread during the days of unleavened bread coming up here in less than 2 weeks, we find our true purpose in life. We show God we want what he has and that what he is offering. We want through his son Jesus Christ for eternal life. And as we pause and pray and practice Jesus Christ more in our lives, as we examine ourselves deeply to see if we are closely connected to Jesus Christ, our bread of life, we're given the whole month of Abib, the first month of the year, to get right with God in total reflection, with new action and new change. Changes that must be made to start off God's new year differently. Because if we stay the same way and we're that much farther away from God, we're not being refreshed and renewed in a deep, more meaningful spiritual way. Because when we change and we become different and we become like Jesus Christ, we're walking with God more closely through Christ's blood and through his shed blood, through looking at Christ's perfect example of how to live. We're given his spiritual bread in this life to help us to change and to act and to live like Jesus Christ did on earth. He's already showed us the way. And he'll show us into everlasting life as our everlasting spiritual bread. Through him, of him, Jesus Christ, our King. When we take many precious moments in prayer and deep reflection to God, we receive his spiritual food to live his way. We receive his Holy Spirit when we ask for help. We receive his spiritual food, his courage to do the will in all things. Are we asleep? We have a chance to become more like Jesus Christ at the beginning of the year, right now, to start the new year off with Him right, we have the chance to become one with our great God. We can begin to get closer with Jesus Christ at the start of another Holy Day season. Are we close enough to Jesus Christ right now? Who wants to get closer? I do. I have to. Because of Jesus Christ shed body and shed blood, dying for our sins and cleansing us, I don't want to be unworthy. So I need to change. We can become enriched in Jesus Christ, closer with Christ and God the Father, because when we become enriched with Jesus Christ, He's the spiritual bread of life, as pictured in the eating of the unleavened bread of the days of unleavened bread, like never before. More and more every day, eating and absorbing God's power in our minds, in our bodies, in our actions, in our life, every day, producing Christ-like qualities this year. But it's up to us to start to do the work and keeping on in a newness of life found in Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ lights the way. Life without meaning has no hope. Life without hope has no faith. We have meaning and hope in Jesus Christ because our faith can become enriched powerfully in Jesus Christ as our special food found in Him and through Him. See, Christ lives today. He shows us the way to the kingdom. In John 4:31 through 36, I touched upon it earlier, Jesus has spiritual food to eat that His disciples were unaware of. Christ wants us to eat His spiritual food from God the Father also. Our food, our spiritual food, should be to do the will of God and to finish the work, His work. Jesus taught us, and the Holy Bible keeps teaching us as we read, how to walk and live a new life in Jesus Christ. Am I deeply committed, connected to God in all things? Or do I need to get closer and make some changes this year? Luke 24, verse 30 and 32, and Luke 24, 45. Jesus gave His people spiritual food to understand the Scriptures. He gave them physical bread, and He opened up their minds and showed them the spiritual food in the Scriptures, to understand the Scriptures. In Luke 24, verse 42 through 43, see, I ate with you, Jesus said, physical food, but this is what Christ died for in Luke 24, 46. According as it is written, it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Verse 47, and in His name repentance and remission of sin should be preached to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Beginning at Jerusalem. For you are witnesses of these things. See, Jesus Christ purifies the conscience and brings peace with God through His blood, through His body. It was necessary for Jesus Christ to suffer and to rise the third day and to give us His spiritual food to His people and spiritual hope by opening our minds to know the Scriptures for those 40 days in Acts 1:3 before He ascended to His Father in heaven. Are we asking God to open our minds in a deep, meaningful way where His Son has given us that special spiritual food now, to know the Scriptures better? In the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6:11, give us this day our daily bread. Not so much the physical. For the next less than 2 weeks, we can think about the spiritual. Give us Jesus Christ's spiritual food to live our lives every day. John 21, verses 2 and 3, Christ was talking to some of the disciples because they haven't caught any fish that night. In verse 6, Jesus said to cast the net to the right side of the ship. Verse 11, they had 153 large fish, yet the net was not torn. Another one of Jesus Christ's miracles. See, Jesus Christ feeds His sheep, doesn't He, physically now. But more importantly, Jesus Christ will abundantly feed us spiritually now and also in the future forever. John 21, 15 through 17, Christ asked Simon Peter, do you love me? Verse 15. verse 16. Do you love me, Simon Peter? And he says, yes, both times. And a third time, do you love me? Simon Peter says, you know all things. He was grieved. You know I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. He commanded Simon Peter, feed my sheep. With what? With spiritual food. Feed my sheep. Feed my people. God will give us His spiritual food through His Holy Spirit and through His Son and from the power from above. God will open up His scriptures unto us as we have seen. Do we pray for our ministers? All the people around the world, do you pray for your minister that he will be inspired from God to feed his sheep, to feed you? We need to seek and obey and worship God in his spirit and all his truths. In Matthew 5, 6, it says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Are we giving God our best in life? Are we examining ourselves deeply to make changes in our life that need to be made? Are we seeking God? Are we seeking Jesus Christ in our life with all of our being as the special bread of life? Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of life in John 6:35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. And I'll close with John 6:51, just a few verses down. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. Talking about that spiritual bread from Jesus Christ. And the bread that I shall give you is my flesh that was sacrificed, which I shall give for the life of the world. Let's watch what we eat spiritually. Let's eat from the bread of life, our Savior Jesus Christ, as He teaches us, according to His will for us.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.